In the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 13, Overcoming Depression. Depression has become our nation's number one emotional illness and is increasing steadily. Rising suicide rates, especially among the young, show the final end to which depression takes people. Broken, unhappy homes and wasted lives are often the result of unfettered depression. Some depression is good because it tells us we need to stop and take stock, have a rest, or perhaps have a physical examination to see if there is a medical problem that needs to be cared for. However, depression is most often the result of a selfish, self-pitying, ungrateful heart. The wise Solomon said, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. In discussing depression, we must believe fully that God has a remedy for every problem, and that we may go to Him for help. Here are some positive biblical steps to take to overcome depression. Recognize that God created you in His image, and therefore you are good. He wants you to be happy. He gave His only begotten Son so that you might have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be." Believe that God is faithful to do what He has promised for you. Look for His abundant life. God has promised to meet our every need. Philippians 4, verse 19, Ephesians 3, verse 20, and Matthew 7, verse 11. It is not ours to worry about food, clothing, and shelter. God has promised that if we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, then He will add all these material things to us. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 31. Let His Spirit dwell in you richly, causing you to have a song in your heart, an attitude of thanksgiving, and a submissive spirit. Ephesians 5, verses 19 through 21. No misery or depression can exist in such a heart. Practice thanksgiving and praising the Lord for all things. To praise the Lord when things are going against your will is to show a submissive spirit. Be thankful in everything. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. Think on positive things, things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. Realize that all things do work together for good to them that love the Lord. Do not dwell on past unhappy experiences, bad news in the world today, or ways in which life seems to have cheated you. Think about all the ways life has been a blessing to you. Have a forgiving spirit. Bad feelings or unforgiven hurts toward your fellow beings can cause you to feel very depressed. Telling others that you are sorry you have wronged them, or that you have forgiven them for something they have done to you, is the best thing and can often be the most therapeutic means of bringing about a peaceful heart. Try giving yourself away. Luke 6, verse 38 tells us how richly we will be rewarded if we give of ourselves. One of the best rewards will be freedom from depression. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 tells us to help bear one another's burdens. Finding some hard physical work to do for ourselves or for others is often the very best medicine needed for depression. Plan with God's help in prayer not to be depressed. Live one day at a time instead of taking on your whole future life at once. Let God's Spirit rule your life. Ask your Christian friends to pray with and for you about your depression. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, "Let your life be free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For He has said, I will never fail nor forsake you." Hence we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Remembering this verse, we can rejoice in the Lord always, as Paul suggests in Philippians 4, verse 4. If we can be of any help to you in any way, please feel free to call us.